Dvar Halacha and Chavis Alvodis. So, the cover to Bishvat. Hilchos Brach is very complicated. Everything's very complicated, come to think of it. So if you have Birchosei and Shavos, you have a lot of fruit in front of you, everything's Bari Prihaitz. So I just want to say one particular halacha tonight. So there's a Dim Kedima, let's say Shiva Saminim. So the Hachra in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura is that Shiva Saminim trumps Chaviv and Shalim and Gadol and Naki. Shiva Saminim trumps everything. And that's their maskana. If you plan on eating it. My wife sent us dates tonight. I don't like dates, so I'm not going to eat it, even though it's from Shiva Saminim. You don't have to eat something because it's from Shiva Saminim. Anyway, so it trumps, let's say, Chaviv. Let's talk about Shiva Saminim versus Chaviv. So the Chron, Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah Brura is that Shiva Saminim comes first. But there is a Rambam, a very chashuv Shita, the Rambam Shita, which and it's brought down on Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis, that Chaviv trumps Shiva Saminim. Then there's a shayla of Chaviv means what's always Chaviv, not necessarily now. But the Mishnah Brura's maskana is that most poskim, most rishonim, hold that Chaviv is what's usually Chaviv. We don't go with what's now Chaviv on you, but if it's usually Chaviv. But that's the point of tonight's Dvar Halacha is that the Mishnah Brura makes the following point. It's a very important point. And he says really it's a klal. He says many times, even if you have a hachra in Hilchos Brachos, like here, you'll be making on the Shivas Haminim. That's the hachra of the Mishnah Brura. Make on Shivas Haminim, and you'll be pattering, it's Bechoseim Shavo, so you'll be pattering the Chaviv. So he says like this, but since there is a significant opinion in Halacha that Chaviv comes first, so if you just, there's two ways that you can, you have two things in front of you. Let's say you have an apple and a pear. So I can make a bracha on the apple, let's say. Chaviv, whatever. So I could have in mind to pater the pear. I have in mind that I'm saying the Bar Priya H, and I have in mind to pater the pear also. Or, even if I don't have in mind, it's Mamela Nigrar. Especially if it's on the table, they plan on serving it. So it's Nigrar. But the more chashuv thing is not Nigrar. Let's say you didn't follow the halacha mukhra, and you made a bracha over the apple rather than over the fig. If you didn't have in mind specifically to pater the fig with the Bar Priya Eitz, you're not motzi it. It's not Nigrar. The more chashuv thing is not Nigrar, and you'll end up eating without a bracha when you eat the fig. And the Mishnah Brura extends it to when there's a significant opinion in halacha. This case, we paskin make the bracha over Shiva Saminim. But let's say the apple's chaviv, so since there's a chashuv shita in halacha, the Rambam shita, which is not nitche from halacha, it seems. And according to the Rambam, that means it's not memela nigrar, because the apple is more chashuv than the Shiva Saminim, because that's what the Rambam paskins. The chaviv is trumps Shiva Saminim. So the Mishnah Brura says, make sure that when you make your bracha of Shivas Aminim the way the Halacha dictates, make sure you specifically have in mind to pater the apple, because according to the Rambam, it won't be Mamela Nigrar, and it'll turn out you're eating without a bracha. And whenever this happens, says the Mishnah Brura, so you have to know if there's an opinion that's Nidchel and totally from Halacha, or it's not Nidchel, but we just don't paskin like it. But whenever you have a suffix in the halacha, so even if it's mukhra one way, make sure you have in mind specifically to pater the other thing, because according to that shita that you're not following, it won't be nigrar, but it'll turn out you're eating without a bracha. So make sure, all you have to do is specifically have in mind to pater the other thing, rather than have it be memela nigrar. Okay.